Blog Talk Radio.
I'll make it do what it do, baby.
Come in, sit on my lap for a minute.
Back then, big girls
rub my belly.
Come on.
Yo, what's poppin'? You got your boy Fat Man up in here doing it real big today. What's going on, everybody? You know, we vote today. Y'all already know the election time is here, so y'all need to get your asses out and vote, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I told y'all before, we do not want no damn Mitt Romney in office, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We got a big show planned for y'all tonight. I'm kind of rushing and this, that, and the other. The ladies from 702 did their show last night. kind of get my shit fucked up in here. I had to encrypt my damn code and all of that shit and everything, but it's all good, though. Last night it went down to Ladies in 702. Did they damn thing, you know what I'm saying? We had callers calling in from all over, you know what I mean? And so big shout out to Bree Bree, TT Shampizzle, you know what I'm saying? I forget the other two, the little one and the one that liked to dance and this and the other. Say what? Yeah, Thompson, you know what I mean? And L.A. in the house. Y'all got me all fucked up right now. I'm trying to get my shit together, you know what I'm saying? But your boy up in here doing it real big, you know what I'm saying, on November 3rd, 2:06 in the afternoon out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a beautiful day, you know what I'm saying, a beautiful day for getting this music on and stuff. I'm checking my Facebook. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I don't know, y'all. You know what I mean? But I tell you what. Let me do this. Let me get y'all into another song while I get my shit together. Y'all know y'all can hit me up 347-884-8018. I know they like, what the hell is Fat Man up here doing? I got all this music, 702. I ain't mad at you. The girls did the damn thing last night. Big shout out to the ladies with 702. They got it. They got it in with their topics and all of that. So y'all make sure y'all listen to them every Friday. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. These ladies have loaded up so much damn music. But it's all good, though. It's all good, though. You got the Fat Man. Got the Fat Man up in here. Fat Boys is definitely in the building. Y'all already know, and you can't fuck with my clique.
What else the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, forget the number one.
B.I.G. Oh, God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Just do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days. I need a spy day. Yep. She try and get me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the feeling, man. They kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, oh, man, they gotta feel. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see for the go. Click, 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 oh God. Click, click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the, they want the.
Click, clap, pick them up. Yeah, I'm gone, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. And I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking boss. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing f***ing with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm his. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Break it down for like 12 years, ain't hugging son since second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team, meet the supreme team. And all our eyes tweening only means
okay.
One thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my mom. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad, bad men, they want the, they want the. Break records to Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the American idols. When niggas in Paris, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where DC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. She won't swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, she's screaming like he's Elvis, but I just want to design hotels and nail it. It's real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar, Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now as you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. What's wrong with my clique? Ain't nobody fresher than my mom clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad men, they want to.
Turn square to a bye, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
I slid into the function.
The throat.
Looking hella dipped,
saucy,
lit like a strobe light,
like a strobe.
Hella diamonds on my wrist.
Bling.
You can call me your highness, cause I'm hella high in this.
Bling.
Play with her mind like a shrink, like I'm a psychiatrist.
Bling.
No dryness, I make your chick have a climax. Even nice and wet, she's telling me that I'm the best.
Bling.
If you don't want her, I'll take her off your hands and do you a favor.
Bling.
You might not regret it now, but you gon' regret it later.
I'm
about my paper stapler right on the side of my hip. In case a hater want it, in case he decides to trip.
Find the plan to ship and handle CDs and digital sales. Push you up from the scale, but now it's legitimate screw.
You ain't understanding
that it's game involved. I'm from the hill.
But
let's Calaharmia to HIAA.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
Wake that game up,
you compare me to niggas, I'm the last of my kind.
Live
forever through these bars, everlasting my grind.
If it ain't about money, then you're wasting my time.
Mr. Molly with the liquor, now get out of your mind.
Gotta do this one for the town, it's town business. I don't even fuck with these clowns, the clown niggas.
Let me see where the dealers go broke, they turn killers.
All the bad bitches got all the hoes, they like niggas.
City where we gon' do broke, we like sick.
Get that bag, then we go into work like Jay Billis.
We out here trying to function, trying to maintain.
So niggas don't judge me, so the judge the same thing.
So nigga get suits up in the club with the phone nickel. Man, I stay on point like I'm sickle. If I die tonight, bring me back at the Coachella. Sick and tired of killing these hoes, I'm that nigga.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
Got bad bitches, they ratchet. Bet the ding make them sing like an ad lib. And now all this money, watch me flip it like a backflip. I'ma go to work on the pussy, no practice. Ha, all my real niggas in the photo. Bottles in the air, we don't care about no ho. No ho. Yeah, shout out my nigga D-Lo. Girl, I know you want to, but I need about 3-4. Yeah, pretty girls in the crib. I know they all models, this is how a nigga live. I'm like, whoa, when she do the split, and when she throw it back, nigga don't act hot. My niggas in the club with the 40, we just showed up with the 40. We like, what's happening in water? In the function, ain't no competition, killing the opponent. And I be killing the pussy, but this is just for the moment. Yes!
Hey. Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
What time is crazy? Rockin' and rollin' till 5 in the morning. She poppin' the pill, then she bustin' it open. Like, bitch, try this. I'm a high risk, a bankroll, 4, 5, 6. Pimpin' the yak with a clip in the neck. For my Oakland niggas that be pimpin' the rap. I'm a New York nigga with a Bailey. Kept it in the hood, fuck the mainstream. Wrist Rocky, I'm talking Adrian. Me and 40 run the pony like the A-Train. Man, we out here try to function. Fuck all the fuck shit. Rip it over the rap. Fuck what it cost you. Martin.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
Real cafe, real nigga from Bond Day. Yeah. 4 through 10 hoes, see a soiree. Yeah. Whole team in his hole looking sauce. Bitches off the Marley, my niggas on the Marley. Hold up, we out here trying to function, bitch. All this jewelry a nigga got from hustling, bitch. Got them bang things coming through custom, bitch. See the money on the table, no touching me.
What else?
Cafe, I'm the pimp of the deck, yeah. Young G's write about me in they essay. Kill Def Jam, yeah. In my cool J, yeah. Have my paper, they mopping up your Kool-Aid. I like yo ho,
yeah.
Them live hoes,
yeah.
Beat it up, make them my hoes. Bossed up on the east side, dubs up how them G's ride, shake down.
Hey. Hey, bitch, try this. Yeah. Guaranteed, turn a square to a five, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function. 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 I ain't got time for playing, I'm just saying, man. We out here trying to function.
Make dumb raps, okay? Everything, you know what I'm saying? And then
and I Get Your Shit Together corner, we got my job Solid from Truth Entertainment. Solid Truth Entertainment going to come in and bless us, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk today about marketing, promotion, you know what I'm saying, distribution, you know what I mean, all of that belongs to copyrights and everything. You know, if you know how to do it, cool. If not, we about to turn you on. But, you know, she getting tired and I'm getting tired of a lot of these artists coming to us with this music and everything like that. And some of that shit ain't even copywritten. You know what I'm saying? You got to copyright your music. I don't care how you do it, whatever. You got to copyright your music because a nigga like me will take it. This is not copywritten. I'm just bullshitting with it again. You never know. You know what I'm saying? Because this game is a dirty game and you got to be on your toes because if I don't take it, someone else will. You know what I'm saying? Perfect point. You guys remember the guy from, what was that, American Idol, the old man that made the song, Pull Your Pants Up, whatever the hell it was. He was out here doing shows all around Las Vegas, getting paid cold cash money. But you know what? He didn't have that song copywritten. And somebody came along and took that song from him. That's why you don't hear about him today, because he didn't do his due diligence and take care of his music, copyright his lyrics, copyright his song, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on about this all day. All we just saying is get your shit together. Please, 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 get your shit together. That's later on today on Unsigned Hype. And then I'm going to start implementing a new show called The Buster Report. People out there that know Fat Man know I used to have a show, I used to have a segment called The Buster Report. I put on blast, booty-ass, buster-ass niggas. Okay, and we've been running into a lot of booty ass niggas lately. We're going to discuss that a little later on in the show. Big shout out to my girl up there on the north end of Las Vegas doing it real big. Big shout out to my boy Shooter Mac. Shooter Mac been rolling with me, boy, and I'm telling you, we've been hanging like wet laundry. You know what I'm saying? But we're getting it in, though. This is WPHAT Jam Radio. Long time from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. If you want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. Call me. Let me know. Give me your comments. What do you think? Did you vote? I want all my early voters to call me in and let me know that they voted, okay? 347-884-8810. This song goes out to my ladies of 702. I know I've been talking about y'all. The show is off the damn chain, y'all. Y'all got to make sure y'all log in on that show every Friday. We're going to put a lot of promotion behind it and everything. And we're going to support the ladies of 702, the ladies all around, because Friday night is ladies' night. Friday night's just got a lot fucking sexier. You know what I mean? But this goes out to my girls over there on the north end, because y'all so motherfucking hood.
DJ Kevin, we the best, it's the remix, the I'm So Hood remix, I'm making more beats,
I'm so hood
remix, we always gonna be the best, we run this, man, I make hit records, man, this is what I do, I'm out the
I'm so wasted, the double OD. Walk around this money, honey, honey, on me. Pocket so fat, it don't make no sense. No whip so clean, don't need no sweat. Watch so bright, don't need no light. In no air word, don't need no mic. Nick Fly Young, what you get for a show? Sound the same thing I used to get for the flow. Then I'm on the road, what I got to lose. Put him in the van, I ain't talking about the shoes. Do the speed limit, I step for the lights. Bikes, gotta watch out for the dikes. 17, 5, yeah, yeah, not today. 17, 5, yeah, yeah, not a minute. They want me doing bad, but I'm doing good. Equipped with bangers, throwing up our middle fingers, and you know I don't slip, so I gotta keep 10 in the clip and one in the chamber. Better be walking with angels and never take candy from strangers. Okay. Through the stress and stripe, had to earn my stripes like I played with the bangers. Hey. I'm in the zone, home, going for the 2-point conversion. Hey. I'm so hood that Ludacris should have been on the original version, yeah. But this is the remix for the deep tricks, hitting sweet licks, and I cut the braids off with the waves and the fade. Don't make you sleep sick. See, this is the way that we ball, and this is the way that we brawl. So put a together, united, we standing, divided, we fall. When the South in the house, better watch your mouth, cause we on that hood. I'm hood rich, coming around your hood, bitch, I swear. I know how to go again, my money again and again. Top down, let the money blow in the wind. With the bad bath, the end in the passenger seat. With a doobie wrapped head full of Bobby pins. You know I keep the thing when I walk. See the dialect different from the slang of my talk. Maybe still even got a crackhead running on another bad bath and a boost for the spark. I'm used to leaving the strip last, hustling until the sun come up getting cash. So much bread in all of my four pockets. It look like I got tips with the air. And from the DNA in my blood, it's trying to lie me and try to do what it does. And if the oven ain't really from the hood, you can easily die. Take who the fake was. And even though I spit a little rap, got in the hood, tryna sell the most cool. Violate a mic, send a nigga, do a joke to make you spend a lot of money just to get your shit back. Y'all know where I'm from, and I rep it to the fullest of the day, then I'm done. So hood, where we live, a soldier, soldier. Any rich, mama still blue.
Daddy pass back. So hood, like the Cadillac, ornament, home from the Babylon. Calling Everlast to come and pick that ass up, cause it never had a chance. They trying to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight. Advance on the level that they can't do right. Lay hands on the fella like the man in blue light. Whoop, whoop. Do it twice. Your boy, the B.I.G. I'm nicer than MC in your top three. You cocky, I cock sweet. Bust them things, now you sloppy. Beat it up, slow it down, then screw it. Don't bite the flow, cause I got that fluid. Run through the crew on some whole other new shoe. Newness, we do this.
We
make,
and if you feel it, put your hands up. My hood, can you say it?
Daddy,
you like weed, you came with a
street.
If you're not from here, you can walk it. And you're not hood if you don't know
we
what I'm talking.
I'm so high, let go of New Orleans.
Real Louisiana.
Home sweet, home depot. You will need a hammer. It go down like Frazier. I ain't talking Kelsey Grammer. I be shouting on your boys. I need a Alka-Seltzer slammy tour. Since I heard flies, I done bought the Phantom back. And when they got me a 52-inch Maybach, I'm eating like a big dog. I'm so full, I'm so good, I'm so straight. You so fake, I'm so real.
Welcome to the crack house. I sit on a McDonald's the way I bring them maxed out. I'm from the hood where heavy, heavy lies. Flip a couple grand, they tell you they baking pies. Still got my name carved in that central booking. Gave that your scar and told them good looking. You the crack baby, that means your mama paid it. You can't even blame it, that's what the hood made me.
Martin Luther King, Callie O'Mac, know you melt for me. Getting that money with a triple beam, me rattle, Clio, Josephine. Thanks is my team, that's what we breed, hugging. That's how we eat, get the money on the streets, hugging. VL my street blood, 5-star G blood. Fly as a bird, got these eagles on my seat, blood. Then head back where I stay, third wall we get that cake. 13 is where I lay, shots out to MIA.
More money, more problems, don't call me conceited. No, just call me the boss, always got what you needed. MIA oh so high, but my neck got the fever. If you sneeze, you get gunplay making believers. I just bought me a ranch, watch a 100 stacks. No, those ain't Rolex diamonds. What you done it at? You fools from Gazy, my fools from Haiti. I move from daily, it's a movie, baby.
Switch it up!
Yo, what's poppin'? You got your boy Fat Man up in here doing it real big. That went out to my people out there off the north end, you know what I'm saying? Because they was hood last night, y'all. If y'all missed it, y'all need to log in and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? We got the roll call jumping off, you know what I mean? Big shout-out. Let's see who to try there. Big shout-out to my man Soulja Bless. We got my girl Deborah Lynn, Davis Patton, of course, Jama Las Vegas is in the building, Shorty D. She's always riding with me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we do it. You know, we putting it down. You know what I'm saying? The Fat Boys is in the house. It's official, y'all. Tomorrow we do the photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? Out here on the, in the Art District of Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all look for the new single from the Fat Boys. You know what I'm saying? Bust It Open. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we gonna be recording that song as soon as I get finished with the show. So big shout out to my man to pass up, you know what I'm saying? Michael Stephen Brins, you know what I'm saying, Mexican Mike, you know what I'm saying, hit me up. But like I say, y'all, the topic for the day is why do smart rappers make dumb raps? You know what I mean? I'm gonna take a couple of quotes from my research that I was looking up, you know what I'm saying? It was called Breaking 2 Chainz, you know what I mean? And I guess they were talking about the rapper 2 Chainz, you know what I'm saying? And, they were interviewing him, and they're kind of saying that, you know, we got a lot of rappers in the rap game right now that has very high IQs, kind of high educational background, and they're making these dumbed-down raps, you know what I'm saying? They were saying stuff like, let me take a quote out of here. It says, while it may be argued that teenage rappers like Chief Keef are too young to know any better, that's no excuse for rappers like 2 Chainz, who are old enough to be their fathers. You know, they made a lot of mockery out of sayings, you know, with age comes wisdom. You know what I'm saying? It's time for us to break the chains. Hip-hop artists must be pressured to stop the music mumbo-jumbo, okay? And take a quote from KRS-One. KRS-One said, you know, many of you are educated. Open up your mouths and speak. You know what I'm saying? And that's from my boy KRS-One. You know what I mean? So like I said, a lot of you guys out there, you know, and I feel them, you know, a lot of these guys out here are very highly educated and everything, but they're just doing bullshit ass rap. I'm gonna keep it 100. You know, a lot of this shit is garbage. You know what I'm saying and everything. I'm pretty sure y'all got an opinion. Make sure y'all hit me up 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? We doing it real big out here. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna play a nigga that I know. Ain't no booty ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? And everything. He out here doing his damn thing. Y'all know who he is, and they said the other, he rides with me. You know what I'm saying? Let me get some of this real Shooter Mac shit if I can find it and everything. So, you know, you got your boy Fat Man up in here riding with y'all. And hold on just a minute. Y'all got these girls that loaded up so much damn music and everything. Here we go. We about to do it. Damn, boy, I got so much damn music loaded up in here to just say 702, 702, 702, 702. Ain't this not a bitch, but it's all good, though. We about to get into my man Shooter Mac, the intro here on WPHAT Jam Radio, unsigned artist, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. Life BNC. Shooter Mac. It's my turn now, let me talk to him for a minute. Let's go. Yeah, they say the ladies love Shooter Mac. Catch me riding in the Lex coupe or the Cadillac. Yeah, they be like, man, you got your swagger back. Till them style jackets come around and they swagger jack. You other rappers, hella cabbage patch. Me a Tootsie Roll, smooth flow, no acrobat. Yeah, they say the one and only Mac is back. Fresh from my head to my toes, no cracker jack. And she on my hip like a fanny pack. I don't wanna stick it, if I do, you won't get her back. And she know you other niggas have to Mac. Me, I get live, no camera, but I'm action packed. Yeah, they be like, Shooter, why you packing that? Cause I don't trust these hoes. Keep calm, this boy in hella Mac. And for all you haters acting salty jack, pump a leaf him up, no belts, call it hacky sack. Yeah, I put it down on the kitty cat, sweat from the sex, skin slap, sound like pity pack. You niggas too silly jack, spittin' hella old bar, passing the hood boy, me I got a gold car. Fuck boy, I go dummy hard, hoes going loco, lyrics bring the pain, got the game in the choco, out in Acapulco, fuck
fucking with them foreign bras. Blowing hella drove, bring low in my foreign cars. I fuck with them porn stars, groupies and the misfits. Born in the fade, so you know I'm on some pimp shit. Niggas get a big whiff, cryptic crown and cut a light. And a light lean, so I'm fucking with that purple Sprite. You niggas ain't living life, me I'm trying to cash a check. Extra mouth to feed, so excuse me if I'm spazzing, man. You niggas ain't got the plan, you can check the context. This the new West, first and 10, no option. Goon and the goblin, and I'm macking hoes down. If you want your wife, then I suggest don't bring that hoe round. I could go a whole round, tossing out all kind of bars. Swagger like my dick, and my stomach, all kinds of large. I know I be spurging hard, gotta kick my feet up. Chain in the winter, hella cold like the freezer. I be on them beaches, shorts and a beater. Chubby ass nigga, but these hoes wanna freak them. I be messing sheets up, girls love my swagger, man. Niggas always hate, so what? I'm cashing in, these tracks I be damaging. Got me looking good now, ain't gotta keep a banger. Get love in the hood now, I be gripping wood now. Women fuck me good now, still stay strapped, all black. Hoodie down, no I ain't a dope boy. I'm a corporate thug bitch, and life ENT pick me up. We chillin' shit, gone.
Yeah, you got your boy up there here, Chew the Mac and shit. I didn't know it was so, it's so smooth, man. Yeah, it's all good, though. You got your boy up there here, Fat Man, WDHAT, Jam Radio. We just up here doing it real big, y'all, just up here laughing, you know what I'm saying? I think big shout out to my girl, Abby. I love me more. I love you too, baby. You sound good, too. And this, that, and the other. Abby was out there dealing with Hurricane Sandy, you know what I'm saying, and I'm glad she's fine, and her family's fine, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, so, you know, big shout out to Abby. Yeah, Fat Man, love you too, baby, you know what I'm saying. I'm glad you logged in and you're listening, you know what I mean. A big shout out to my girl, Solid Truth Entertainment. She's going to be in the house tonight, you know what I'm saying. It's just the Get Your Shit Together, you know, segment, you know what I'm saying, for all you unsigned artists that don't have your copyrights, your production, your distribution and everything. You know, we're going to put y'all up on some game and help you get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Everything. So big shout out to my girl Solid. I'm trying to find out where she is. You know what I mean? Here she is right here. You know, we're going to hit you with a question of the day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to post it on my wall. You know, and everybody kind of check it out. And stuff like that. Gotta tell me what you think about it. And so, but you know, we want everybody to get their stuff together and get it jumping off. You know what I mean? Y'all like, what is Fat Man doing? Fat Man working. I'm multitasking up in here. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So you know what I mean? So we gonna keep it pushing. You know I'm in here getting everything set up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me right now. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of people in the house. I think we even got London in the house. My boy Quentin Davenport just tuned in and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Everything. So big shout out to everybody. We got this Fat Boy movement really about to pop. Y'all just don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, we're looking for models and everything. Uh-oh, we got a caller. Let me see who this is. Yo, what's poppin'? You got the Fat Man up in here. Who is this?
This is TT Champagne from the Ladies of 702. What's cracking?
What's going on, TT Champagne from the Ladies of 702? I got all this damn music up in my shit, and this and the other. I couldn't log in. I couldn't do shit. But it's all good. Yeah. Where's everybody at? Sleep?
Yep.
Yeah, wild night. I hear you, y'all was turned up to the third power and everything, you know what I'm saying, but it is all good, y'all. This is T.T. Champs, one of the ladies of the 702 radio show that's now starting every Friday night. Like I said, Friday nights just got a little bit more sexier, you know what I'm saying, because we got the ladies on the north end for 702 doing their damn thing. They got all this damn music in my fucking computer, and I can't get shit. I couldn't log in, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We got a little bit of everything. We got. Let me see what they got. Let me let y'all know what they was playing last night. We got some Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes, some
yes, sir.
Soul Child, So Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all got some. I'm saying some Pleasure P, lick, 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 lick. Wait a minute. Oh,
yes.
Wait, hold on. We might have to play that.
Right.
We might have to play that, but all the BBWs out there that like to get licked around about 2:40 in the afternoon, you know what I'm saying? Fat Man gonna put it down for you and everything. So, Rich Champagne, you got any shout outs there?
Right.
Hello.
Hey, yeah, I hear you. I just want to send a shout out to you, Fat Man, for coming down, helping us put it down last night. Shooter Mac, D'Angelo. You know what I'm saying? Miss Shelly sitting here with me. We just sitting here kicking and listening to the show.
Miss Shelly sitting there. Tell Miss Shelly, I said, what's popping in this thing here? Miss Shelly did a mean striptease dance last night, y'all. Y'all just don't know. It goes down on the north end of Las Vegas. I forgot Little Mama's name. What's the little one?
Miss Star,
yeah, Miss Star got it in. Miss Star was talking to all the studs and shit. She was like, calling all studs, just because your ass is a stud don't mean your ass is fine. I was like, damn, okay,
all right.
I got love for all y'all. Y'all know what I'm saying. And listen, we got some other calls coming in. Big shout out to y'all. I'm so proud of y'all for getting this show together. We're going to get together and get this thing pumping up and doing it right, okay?
All right.
All right, then, sweetie. I will talk to you later. One love.
All right, peace.
Yeah, y'all. That was the ladies of the 702. They still are partying and it's ready to have and everything. Big shout out to the north end of Las Vegas. But like I said, y'all, don't forget to rock the vote. You know what I'm saying? It's election time. Y'all get out and vote. If you didn't get out and early vote, please get out and vote now. You know what I'm saying? Because your vote, it means a lot. You know what I mean? And we got a lot of people, you know, they're getting everybody out and voting. Everybody in wheelchairs and walkers and shit and this and the other. There's old folks all around here. You smelling Vicks and Bengay and shit all in the lines. It's crazy, but it's all good, though. We got another caller on the line, 702-3572. Let's see who this is. Yo, what's poppin'? You got the Fat Man up in here. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yo,
what's good?
Yo, what's poppin'? Who's
Hello?
This?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
This is Bobby Bon Jovi, fam.
Oh, what's going on, man? You got me on a computer?
Oh, no. I'm on my cell phone right now calling in, fam.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right. Well, yeah, this is my dude. It's my dude right here, Bobby V. If y'all don't know, man, he was at the Sam Ash the other night. He did his damn thing. You know what I'm saying? Got up on damn blaze, the damn stage and stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, you have a show tonight, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man, we got a show tonight down at Legacy's Hookah Lounge. It's all over the radio. They play the commercial every hour on the hour on Hot 97.5. It's the grand opening. I'm performing live along with my boy Traffic. It's going to be crazy. You can call Hot 97.5 to call and try to get your free table and bottle because they're giving out tickets. It's a sold-out event. It's going to be crazy. We got to get there. My man Fat Man's going to be in the building showing love. I rock with him and rock with him since day one. Got nothing but love for this man.
Right.
He works real hard. So come out tonight if you in Vegas. Come out tonight to Legacy Hookah Palace. It's going to be going down.
Right, man. Make sure you post that on my wall when you get a chance.
Oh yeah, I got you, man.
Post that on my wall.
But don't know, man.
But listen, real quick, man. Kind of tell everybody because I mean I've been seeing a lot of your posts and everything, stuff like that. I've been following your career. You know, I support you. Try to tell everybody who don't know about Bobby Bon Jovi, because I see a lot of your posts, and you made a very profound post about a couple of weeks ago after the BMA Awards. You was like, you know, a lot of people getting these awards, and they said, yeah, that's not really putting their work. And you figure because you got an award, that puts you on top. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with you on that shit. You know what I mean? Because just because you're getting a fucking poster, the award was a poster. It wasn't even an award and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're getting a poster don't mean that you're getting out there grinding. You're one of my grinders, man. Let these people know, and let all these unsigned artists know that's listening right now, what's really going on with Bobby Bon Jovi in the 702.
Man, the 702 has blessed me, man. I'm truly blessed. I'm humbled by the whole situation, by the city, how they took me in and just really embraced me as an artist and call me one of their own, man. And with the award show thing, man, I'm not hating on nobody who got an award. Salute to everybody that earned their spot, that earned their nomination, to my boy Will with Urban Culture who put it together. It's just I felt like everybody who got an award, it was other people who really been putting in work, such as my man Jazz Laser, Dizzy Wright, myself, and a couple other cats who really been putting in work who didn't get acknowledged or even invited to the show. And I'm 100% Vegas, bro. I'm from L.A., but I'm 100% Vegas. I rep Vegas. I put on for the city. And I just feel like if someone's going to put on an award show, they need to really be knowledgeable and in the streets and know who's doing what, who's been doing what, who got what coming up, and then do it that way. But other than that, man, I got a lot of shows coming up. I got a lot of shows with Fat Man coming up. I'm pushing something right now called TBMG. It's the new hot shit out here in Vegas. It's flooded. We got shit everywhere. We got the clothing line about to drop. And just look for me, man. I don't want to give away too much information, too many secrets of the trade of what I got going on. But just look for Bobby Bon Jovi. Add me on Twitter, B-O-B-B-I-I, Bon Jovi. And shit, man, just fuck with your boy, man. If y'all free tonight, like I said, man, come out to Legacy to the lounge. It's going to be going down, 1725 East Warm Springs. Warm Springs and Eastern, man. Right. Come out tonight and support, man. And I'm going to post it on your wall, too, man.
Yeah, post it on my wall. But like I said, man, Fat Boys will definitely be in full effect tonight. We're coming out to support you. You let me know what time you're going to get there because we want to walk in with you. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there about 10:30, 11, man. But I'll hit your line first.
Hit me up, man. Let me know when you're on your way so I can meet you at the door. So we gonna come in deep. We just went and picked up all the gear. We coming in airbrushed out tonight, baby. Fat Boys and full effect. Oh my God, y'all. The connection has been made and it's gonna be sick, man. I just wanna let you know, Bobby, man. Look here, man. I am very, very proud of you on what you've been doing and how you've been holding it down. I'm not from Las Vegas either. I'm from Detroit 313. And I think a lot of people that's here in Vegas rep Vegas harder than our own Vegas natives. You know what I'm saying? We got a few people. My man, Shooter Rack, you know, he's very known over there on the north end. But, man, like I said, man, I'm very proud of you, man. And we're going to keep supporting you. And WPHAT has your back 100%. You know what I'm saying? And we will be in the building tonight,
y'all,
man, supporting you on this shit.
I appreciate all y'all, right, man. There's nothing but love here, man. So, like I said, I'm going to get you some music so you can drop it on, so you can spin it, too, on the station, man, and let people know to
right.
call. Let me know if they hate it, tell them call and say they hate it so I can get better. If they love it, tell them to call and say they love it so we can continue to get better, man. All we trying to do is get better and keep God first and family close second, man.
Right. Man, give them your Twitters and your Facebook.
I'm not even on that level with them, but I'm just...
Yeah, for everybody listening, man, follow me on Twitter. At Bobby Bon Jovi, B-O-B-B-I-I, B-O-N-J-O-V-I. Holla at me on Facebook, TBMG, Bobby Bon Jovi. Hit the like button on that motherfucking page. And other than that, man, you can hit me on the Instagram, too, at Bobby Bon Jovi, man. So just keep in contact with me. I follow back. I retweet everything. Send me your music. Send me whatever you got as a local artist or established artist. I send it to all my DJ homies. I network, and I'm just trying to get better with this, and I'm trying to work with people. So if you... Follow me, and I'm going to follow you right back, and we can connect on some music or some beats, whatever y'all need to do.
Right. Well, yo, man, like I said, man, you hit me up when we're on your way there, and the Fat Boys will be waiting for you, man, and we're going to do this damn thing. We're going to turn it up tonight, all right?
All right, got you, man. We bottle popping all night, man.
All right, then, man. I'll see you later. All right. 100.
All right.
Yo, y'all, that was my little homie, man. That's my little big homie, you know what I'm saying? Bobby Bon Jovi, he is doing his damn thing out here, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of love and a lot of respect for that man, you know what I mean? But he calling in, representing, that's what I say. This show is about unsigned artists. That's what it's about. That's what we do. So we about to get into another song right now, you know what I'm saying? WPHAT Radio, y'all hit me up, 347-884-8810. Like I said, y'all need to rock the vote, get up off your ass and get out and go vote. Because only we can make a change, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If you won't change, we got to work together. So that's why if you don't do it, it's going to be like, ooh, here on WPHAT Jam Radio.
East Coast girls, West Coast girls, Gucci Papa to the floor and say, all ladies, if you click and you're down with the click, Gucci Papa to the floor and say, girls with big titties,
ladies in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, if you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, hey ladies, thick at the hips, fat at your lips, and fully equipped, got junk in your trunk, listen to this, I'll tell you a first thing you never forget, now, peep, pop it on a headstand, so I can sit back and smack that ass like a fat man, I know you see me rolling in my caddy, girl, I'm just a big old pimp, just call me Pimp Patty, girl, I'm stepping in the club with a mink throwback, and all the ladies look and say, what you looking at, Pimp Patty in the club, about to blow a dub, all the ladies look at me and say, dynamic game, about to blow their brain. All the ladies look at me and say, knuckle for knuckle, but I was born to tussle. All the ladies look at me and say, East Coast girls, West Coast girls, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, all ladies, if you're thick and you're down with the click, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, girls with big titties in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, if you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, can a nigga get a table dance? Butt naked from a chick dressing hot pants. I got four fat chicks in the booth. Now I'ma kick it to the young black youth. I'm getting kinda tipsy off these cheap ass drinks. Somebody smoking weed cause it sure do stink. We find out the bar, there's no more drinks. When it's all said and done, yo, who do you think? No more chicken in the club, man, these girls go trips. All the ladies look at me and say, when they making all that noise, just me and the boys. All the ladies look at me and say, new kid in town, about to lock it down. All the ladies look at me and say, up jump the boogie, bang bang the boogie, loose booty. All the ladies say, ha-ha. East Coast girls, West Coast girls, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, all ladies, if you're thick and you're down with the click, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, girls with big titties in Las Vegas City, coochie poppin' to the floor and say, if you got a big butt, not giving a fuck, coochie poppin' to the floor and say.
WPHAT Jam Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That was a song by the Fat Man called Ooh. You know what I mean? Because that's what the big girls do, you know, when they walk in the room, they go, ooh. Big shout out to everybody that's out there logged in and listening, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man, Bobby Bon Jovi. Hey, yo, Bobby, I got a hit from my man, Quentin Davenport, and he said he got some free beats for you, man, so make sure you hit him up. See, this is what we're doing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Me, Quentin Davenport, and Khalil Brown and Joy Forces have come together to put unity back into our unsigned artist community, all right? So for all Las Vegas artists, now we are offering free studio time and free beats, all right? So we can bring this unity together. Everybody going to get on everybody's track. We're going to network. We're going to do this damn thing because, y'all, we need unity back in the game, y'all. We can't, you know, it takes a team to make it. You know what I'm saying? You don't really find too many individual people that make it on their own, not unless they're working hard and they're grinding every day. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're trying to do to kind of give back. We ain't going to wait until, you know, everybody always say, well, yeah, when I make it, I'm gonna start. And then, well, no, you got to start now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not a promise to you that you will make it, all right? So, you know, that's just a little something that we're talking about from the Fat Man and everything. We're going to get another unsigned artist up in here. I'm going to do this. Give a big shout-out to my man, Spook Club. We got Spook Club in the building. You know, they're holding us down all the way out there in New York. Got us holding. They're holding us down in New York, Detroit. We got holding us down. Everybody hit my wall and let me know who's definitely in the building and where y'all at. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me at 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And voice your opinion. Because like I said, guys, rock the vote. You know what I mean? We got this election time. We're going to see what's popping, all right? Here's my man, Spook Lowe. Dang, girl. You know, WPHAT Jam Radio. Let's go. Quit playing.
Dang, girl.
Hey, girl, you working with a fan. Hey, girl, you working with a fan.
Hey, let me ask y'all something.
what your name is, little mama. Don't get too close, cause the flow's hot like a sauna. And don't trip, no, your boy ain't off marijuana. I'm envisioning me, you and Tijuana. Next level shit, that's what my niggas on. For fake rappers, that is what we taking home. But anyway, with your mind, if I take you home. Adina Howard, no t-shirt, no panties on. Had that Santa, had that feel. True game that I spit at will. But for real, I just wanna chill. Lay low and fire the grill. And at night, you can count on my skrill. I can show you how I draw up a deal. Real talk, you dealing with a CEO. So when I ask, baby, please don't tell me no. And when I hug you, please don't let me go. And I hate it when you leave, but I love it when you go. Whoa, whoa. I said I hate it when you leave, but I love it when you go. Ho. Ha ha. Hey girl, you working with a fan.
With a fan.
Hey girl, you working with a fan.
With a fan.
Hey girl, you working with a fan.
Hey,
my bad. Can you call me dad?
Call me dad.
Hey girl, you working with a fan.
Hey girl.
Hey girl, you working with a fan.
Let me out
with a fan. Hey girl, you working with a fan.
Hey,
my bad. Can you call me daddy?
Damn, baby girl, you working with a fatty. Come see Big Spoon, yeah, you can call me daddy. As we roll in my caddy, yeah, we looking real catty. See a lady like you, yeah, you love to get nasty. By the way, you move your body and you're working up ho. Now drop it real low, baby, yeah, there you go. Come holla at stick, I'm in the VIP. I got some work for you, yeah, you can work me. Yeah, you know how I like it, real, real, real slow. I ain't tripping off the maters, I'm just watching you go. Do your thing, baby girl, yeah, you in control. Don't worry about them haters, it's your time to glow. These haters just mad cause they can't stop you though. You the baddest thing that's 40 and you know for sure. You working with a fatty, now they mad at you. I said you working with a fatty, now they mad at you.
Hey girl, you working with a fat.
With a fat.
Hey girl, you working with a fat.
With a fat.
Hey girl, you working with a fat.
Hey,
my bad, but can you call me dad?
Call me dad.
Hey girl, you working with a fat.
With a fat.
Hey girl, you working with a fat.
With a fat.
Hey girl, you working with a fat.
Hey,
my bad, but can you call me daddy?
Haha. You know what time it is. R.E.P. Records. We back.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get fucked up. Let's do it. We'll be right back.
on the rocks and I'm ready for some shots. The women come around every time I'm pouring shots. Their panties hit the ground every time I give them shots. So cups in the air, everybody let's take shots.
Feeling drunk, put your hands in the air. And if you're trying to fuck, put your hands in the air. Now say I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. I'm trying to fuck. I'm trying to fuck.
Shots. Phones on the rocks, and I'm ready for some shots. The women come around every time I'm pouring shots. Their panties hit the ground every time I give them shots. So cups in the air, everybody, let's take shots.
Let's go!
Time and touch a toe on you square ass dude. I can't believe the power I possess that make you so mad. If it ain't the pimp music, it's the game I have. You know how stupid you look at me when you hating my friend. I probably have to blast your ass if I see you again. You on a bus stop kissing that bitch till it came. And say goodbye for 30 minutes cause you got no gas. Who you talking to like that? Don't question me, ho. You the bitch in kindergarten, I got her mouth washed up with soap. Oh, I'm a pimp, I'm from Pomona. I got game, I got class. I got sucker repelling on me, homie. I beat your ass. I hear you pimping now, huh? Well, ain't that nice? Ain't never sent a prostitute nowhere a day in your life. And tell your homies I was at a music grinder with my prostitute standing right out front. Then tell them what you had doing, bro. But not with sugar matter, man, I like to fucking with me. Oh no, cause either you're gonna be a run down the hill and get some bitch, or walk down the hill and get them all hot. So come on, with your bass up and high heels on. Come on, lips, hips, fingertips on the strut. Come on, respect the game, bitch, you do what you talk. Cause I've been pimping prostitutes since 17 years of truck. That's in LP, Central Silmore, YAYA, Cap Miller, Cleopatra, Camp Rocky, Apple Ball, Cap A. Graduated from State and got my game from Uncle Fitz. Gonna wreck my game. It's my prerogative. Run my game, bitch, and it's gonna come back. Pimp, 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 P-I-M-P positive. Look for the hole to knock, knock. Here with the sugar, lock, lock. Get at the hole, spin at the hole. Now I got a whole roll of cock, cock. Serving me the way they do. It's my prerogative. If I want to wait 5 years to give you the blues, it's my prerogative. Yeah. If I kick it with a wood, getting gang, nigga, what's my name? It's my prerogative. If I jack off with a sock and the sunshine on me and you see they have a spot, turn my full flesh trip, I made two hoes fat. But I'ma listen to your ass and what I can and I can't. Fuck that. Man, a slang way, straight from the dirt. And I'll beat a bitch ass cause she respects my work. Oh, tired ass nigga, don't see she wanna be slapped. And wonder why them bitches leaving with no dap and no snacks. And rather sit here with no cigarettes and no beer, complaining about how you can't pay your bills and a bitch right here.
Got the fat man. Yo, what's going on? You got the fat man up in here. I was a little sugar free. You know what I'm saying? We're just out here West Coasting, y'all. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? It's 3:04 p.m. in the afternoon. You know what I mean? So I think it's time to, let me see who is this on the phone. 702, 1892 is on the phone. Yo, who is this?
This is Solid. What's up? Can you hear me?
Oh, hey, what's going on, baby? What's going on? Do you have anything playing in the background?
Yes.
Okay, could you turn it down so that's going to give us the feedback?
Okay, hold on.
Yes, y'all. This is my girl, Solid, from Solid Truth Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I guess it's time for the Get Your Shit Together segment of the show. That's what I told her to call in at 3 o'clock. Are you here, sweetie? Okay, I guess she's getting her shit together. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like I said, y'all, this is the segment about, getting your shit together in the music industry, all right? You know, all you unsigned artists out there, you know, you need to make sure you got, you know, your stuff together because you got a lot of things going on in the industry. You know, everybody, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on in the music industry that a lot of unsigned artists can be involved in if they would just do the proper things. Like, you know, she has a question of the day. You know, do you know the difference between production, marketing, promotion, and advertising? You know what I'm saying? Can you identify how each one affects you as an artist or musician? Hello?
Yes.
Sweetie?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You got your computer? You got your computer on?
Yeah, I just fixed it all, hopefully. Can you hear me a little better now? Sorry about that.
Okay, yeah. I can hear you a little better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my girl, Solid, from Solid Truth Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And me and her were talking last weekend, and we had a long talk after the show about artists getting their shit together, okay? You know what I'm saying? And this, for you, Solid, that's why I named this part of the show is Get Your Shit Together segment. You know what I'm saying? Because we got, you know, these artists that's out here, like you said, and you made a perfectly good point about artists coming to you with these packages, and they're not properly packaged. They don't have the copyright. They don't have business cards. They don't even have a CD cover. You know what I'm saying? So I reposted your question of the day. You know, do you know the difference between production, marketing, promotion, and advertisement? Can you define how each one affects you as an artist or a musician? You know what I'm saying? Expound on that, sweetie. Kind of tell everybody what you were trying, what you were trying to get across, what you told me last Saturday.
Well, the first thing that artists have to realize is that as an artist, you're painting a picture. And until that picture is properly finished and ready to be framed and put on display for opportunity of sale, then you're still in the planning stages. So people have to learn the difference between marketing, promoting, and advertising. All of those deal with product. So the first thing you got to do is make a good product. Make sure that you have everything in line with the plan that you have to make money. If there's no goal to make money, there's no reason to sell the product, then you're just giving it away for free. And if you can afford to do that, then that's very commendable. But most artists can't afford to do that. They're looking to get some money back on their investment. And if you're marketing something, you're communicating the value of that product. That means that you're telling somebody, this is what I want to market, and this is why you should buy it. And when you're promoting something, you're telling people all of the different ways that it's going to benefit them so that they can actually purchase it. But like I said, it goes back to the original thing is, do you have quality product? Are you a packaged artist? Do you have what it takes to be able to say, yes, I am ready for somebody to pay me or compensate me because I've done everything it takes to be competitive to where those, the same people that are selling records right now, they started at one point. And that's where you have to start. No matter what business you're in, no matter what type of art you do, start with your paperwork first. Secure your intellectual property. Have ownership over your own work so that no one can tell you you have to do it this way or that way. And then put a plan together for business and say, this is what I want to do for the next 3 to 5 years, and work on it. You have to learn your business. You have to know the ins and outs of the business. It's not just watching BET, you know, in the afternoon and figure I can make a movie or I can make a video like that. You certainly can, but there's some professionalism and there's some knowledge that you have to have before you can do that and be successful. If it was that easy, people wouldn't go to school for it, and you wouldn't have to pay people like me as a consultant to tell you what to do just in your specific situation. So with that, I think that, you know, the first thing for artists to do is to realize who they are as an artist.
Okay. And when you say who they are as an artist, what do you mean? Because people, I ask that to a lot of cats myself, and they kind of look at me and they go, what do you mean, who am I as an artist? So, you know, you got to understand, Solid, we took the people, you know, back to the basics, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So we have to, you know, give them game one-on-one. So you got to kind of break everything down so they know what you're talking about. You got plenty of time, baby. It's my time and my dime. Don't even trip. I got you. Run that down. Okay. Explain to people what do they mean by knowing themselves as an artist and who they are as an artist.
Well, as an artist, you have an image. You know, who are you? What are you selling? What is the thing that you can do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week without any guidance from anybody other than to make you better? So you have to have a journey of self-discovery that says, I am a gangster rap hip-hop artist. That's the image you have to maintain. That's the product that you're selling. And when you get ready to go out in front of people and sell that and say, I want your money for this image to make me feel better about who I am as a person, then that's what you're selling. So if you don't know who you are, you can't come to a promoter or look for a manager and they don't know what to do with you. You have to let them know who you are so that they can help you to improve and make you better. So your image is what you're selling. That's the first thing. And if you don't know, you can't expect somebody else to be able to package that and sell it for you, or they will mold you. They will mold you and shape you into the artist that they think you should be. And then you lose the integrity of why you ever started being an artist in the first place.
Amen. I'm glad somebody finally said that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to use myself as an example like I always do. You know, of course, you know me, Solid. You know I've been BBW for life. You know what I'm saying? And I've had a lot of labels hit me with the same. They asked me the same question: who are we going to market you to? Who is your audience? Where are you going? And everything. And I kind of think, you know, and I kind of look. I'm like, it's self-explanatory. My name is Fat Man. I deal in the BB industry. If you don't know what that is, it's big, beautiful women. I represent for fat people. You know what I'm saying? Let's market myself to my own community. All right? Mm-hmm. In my community, I should be able to go platinum without even having to look worldwide. Because there's more big folks and big girls and big men than there are skinny people. Okay? So I market myself. I brand myself. I get out and I network with those people. I go to those events. I host all the big girl events. I host all the conventions and everything like that to my acquired crowd.
Right.
Now,
your target market.
Exactly. Anything else after that is gravy, whether it's Latinos, Asians, you know, white folks, yellow folks, whatever, and this and the other, that's fine. That's extra on my plate. But I'm marketing myself to the plus-size industry in all aspects. You know what I'm saying? And then they look at me and they go, okay. Then the next thing they kick me back with is, well, we don't really know anybody in that industry. Okay, then, this is things that I tell managers. When you're interested in an artist, sit down and get to know that artist that you're working with. You never know how self-sufficient that artist may be. I choose to stay independent. Right now I'm rolling with Jama Records. Why? Because me and the owner and the founder, we have a rapport. Why? Because he sat down and he got to know me. We sit and talk. It's not always about music with me and him get together. We talk business. But we get to know each other. People have to do that with artists. That's about giving out respect. Do you not agree?
I totally agree. And if you don't build a relationship, that's how you get shitted. Just keep it 100. If you don't know who you're doing business with and you don't have a relationship with them, then how can you expect to do something as a collaborative effort and get some revenue from it? You know, everybody wants to make money. We don't want to, you know, be beside the point that we don't want to make money, but you want to make long money with somebody that you can fuck with for a long time, excuse my language, if you want to just get graphic with it. You know, you have to really know your business. You have to know who you're dealing with. You got to have somebody that got your back to help you make decisions. And, you know, you try to keep that relationship strong, just like a marriage. That's your money. You married to your money. And that's the way you want to do business. So, if you just start with a good foundation, like you were saying, and make sure you build good relationships with your business partners or your business associates and network, you got half of it covered. You got the basic part of it covered. But I did want to say, you know, as far as being independent, I just have like a little list. It's like a little short sheet. So, you know, people can kind of think about, this is how you get started. Then let's see if I have all these things done. And then if not, let's see how I can get them done. Do you got a minute for me to be able to tell that?
We need you to cover all of that, sweetie. You know what I'm saying? This is why we call this segment Get Your Shit Together. You know what I mean? And everything. But listen, sweetie, I got a call. I'm going to put you on hold. And everything, we're not done with you yet, Solid. Just sit tight, sweetie. But we're going to get into another song, and I got another caller in. I got a caller coming in from New York. I already know who that is, 973-7226. That's my girl from the East Coast. We're going to talk about Hurricane Sandy. I want to say Hurricane Katrina. Hurricane Sandy. So sit tight, sweetie, okay?
All right, no problem. I'm here.
All right, there, babe. That's my girl, Solid. Why she ain't up? Why did she hang up? Oh, come on now. Why you hang up? Come on, call me back, Abby. I know that was you on the phone and everything like that. We're going to get into a song right now, but like she was saying, you know, you artists, you got to get your shit together. You got to get out there. You got to network. You got to package yourself. You got to present yourself in a way that's going to make people interested. Me and a few people were sitting here, and we were talking about street buzz. Artists does not get out and get in the street and build a street buzz anymore. You have to do that because that's the only way to get yourself known. It's called networking. It's networking with an enormous amount of people. Another thing to a lot of unsigned artists. People, artists that's in Las Vegas, you got to realize we are in the land of tourists. We get over 3 million to 4 million people here every year. If you can't market yourself to 4 million people, let's just say 2.5 million every year to come out here to visit and everything. If you can't market yourself to 2.5 million people, you being an artist, then you're not working. Hold on, I think she can call me back. Here we go. All right, 973-7226. What's going on? Who's this?
Hey, Fat, this is Abby. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. What's going on, everybody? This is my girl, Abby. I love me more. Calling all the way from New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, sweetie? How you doing?
I'm doing good now. Thank God.
You doing good now? Okay,
yes.
You doing good now? Tell us what happened. Because you were texting during this hurricane that was out there, Hurricane Sandy and everything. You were putting posts on Facebook about stuff was falling and you heard something crash and you don't know what it is and everything like that. Kind of explain to everybody what was going on and what you had to deal with, because I know you dealt with a lot. You went through a lot of shit out there.
Oh, my God, didn't we? Well, first of all, Monday evening, there was a big explosion like 2 blocks down the street from my house. Come to find out, it was a light post that fell onto a house that exploded, and it just connected to house to house to house to house. It was like a domino effect down there, and it was bad. It was terrible. A lot of people lost homes. Some lost their lives, of course. It was real bad. Yeah,
wow.
Sandy came in and she did her thing. She was not playing. She came in and she did her thing. And a lot of people really wasn't expecting, huh? I said a lot of people really wasn't expecting nothing, because when hurricanes come, we always just get the rain. But this time we got the other end of the stick. It really hit us hard.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of my friends are still without power.
I'm glad you're okay. You were telling me that you were taking care of 3 families now?
Yes, there's like 18 people in my house.
Wow. Wow. Due to the hurricane, huh?
18 plus my 4. And
wow, Mr. Four. How did Big Brother do? I mean, what are you guys eating? What are you cooking? And the last time I talked to you, you said you was cooking. What do you cook for 18 people?
Well, to God be the glory, I've been stretching it, and we have not went hungry one night, and I thank God for that. I make big pot of spaghetti, chicken, steak, whatever I have in my freezer. You know, I'm not stingy. I'm very, I give. If I see it needs to be done, I do it. I'm not the type of person that sit up and just, it ain't me, so I ain't got to go through it. But no, I'm not like that. Not at all.
Right,
and as a matter of
right.
fact, my house is the only house on my block within the three blocks that has power. There's people right next
right.
door to me that don't have power. And I'm the only house
wow.
here that has power, so that's why everybody is coming here, because I have power.
Wow. Well, Abby, I know that I just want to say that you're blessing, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And if no one has thanked you, let me thank you. You know what I'm saying, for taking care of the people and being that mother hen that we know you can be. You know what I'm saying, taking care of everybody. Sweetie, that is the sweetest thing. You are definitely a child of God, sweetie, and we support you 100%.
Thank
if
you.
There's anything that we can do, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I ain't FEMA and shit. I can't send no packages of food and shit, but... Fever, You know, you know, I'm about to get the shit. This, that, yeah, you're like, oh, man, you told me you were sending some food. I'll be sitting here like, no, I tried. And sitting here eating the food, you know what I'm saying. But it's all good though, sweetie. I just want to thank you for calling in. You know I got your back 100%. You know what I'm saying. And you got to make sure you get out here to Vegas real soon, okay? I will, thank you. All right then, babe. All right, so, you know, like I said, you know, everybody need to get out and rock the boat. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I'm talking about, unity in the community. You know what I'm saying? It takes a village to raise a child. You know what I'm saying? And right now I have a lady on the phone that's taking care of a small village in her home due to Hurricane Katrina. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to let you know, sweetie, we out here praying for you. You know what I'm saying? God is good.
All the time. And keep the prayers going.
Yes,
we need
ma'am.
Them.
Don't worry, sweetie. Don't worry. We're gonna put it together and we're gonna rise up after this, all right?
All righty.
All right, sweetie.
Later.
I'll talk to you later.
All right,
bye-bye. All right, love. Yeah, that was my girl from out there, y'all. That's my girl, Abby Moore, from out there. Y'all hit her up on Facebook and everything. She's out there taking care of a small village in her home due to Hurricane Katrina, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her and everybody that was involved in Hurricane Katrina. Big shout-out to my girl Shorty B out there that was dealing with Hurricane Katrina and everybody out there that was on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? We got Wichita, Kansas in the house. I think my man Shooter said we got Arizona in the house. What you say? What would you say to me? Oh, Hurricane Sandy. What did I say? Hurricane Katrina? Yeah, I know. Thank you. It's your fat man up in here just fucking up everything. Just fucking up the King's English and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Yeah, Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Katrina. They need a Hurricane Leroy to come through. I guess he'll come through and wipe out all the liquor stores and shit. And yeah, but you know what I mean? But we're doing it real big out here. You know what I'm saying? We got, is she still on the phone? I thought I did hit you, girl. We still doing it real big. Like I said, I got Solid on the line, you know what I mean? It's a Get Your Shit Together segment, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to play this. I'm going to play this, y'all, because I play this every week because it's a song that I think people need to hear. It's from my man Jawar LaRue out there all the way in Orlando, Florida, and it's called Rise Up. And this is what we need to do as a people, as a unity, as a community and everything. We got to come together, y'all, and rise up. Because we come together, then make a fist, we can strike a mighty blow. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure we gonna rise up, y'all. Here on WPHAT Jam Radio. Let's go.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. A small body of determined spirits. inspired by an unquenchable faith in their mission. Who can alter the course of history? This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When my ball of fists are swinging, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. But now you kept my eyes shut. But from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up. When they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up. When they look at me, you know we see color. Rise up. Look, I'm struggling. All the single mothers rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up. All the caskets that I'm so just late. Rise up. This time we unify and cause some more mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you're from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall. Rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that?
Rise up, when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, look, I'm struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up, all the caskets that I'm so just great. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Our places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, like you. The important thing is this: to be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up, when they told me I would never be enough. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, look, I'm struggling, all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up, all the caskets that our soldiers laid. Rise up, this time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
Rise up, everybody. Rise up, all my people. Rise up, California. Rise up, Oklahoma. Rise up, Tacoma. Rise up, Seattle. Rise up, the world. Rise up. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is your boy Fat Man. That was my man, Juwan LaRue, y'all. For Conscious Mind Records, coming to y'all all the way from Orlando, Florida, man. Rise up. Like I say, y'all, we need to come together as a people, you know what I'm saying, and rise up. Let me get my girl Solid back on the phone.
Hey, hey, what's up?
How you doing? You still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right, all right. Well, like I said, you were talking about as far as getting... Now, explain to people what copyrights, how important copyrights is, because we got a lot of artists out here performing up on stage and this and the other. And a lot of times I ask artists when I'm hosting shows before they perform right on stage, is it copywritten? And they look at me and they go, yeah, you know. So kind of explain how important that is.
Well, copyrights are very important if your goal is to sell product or promote yourself outside of just you and your family and your friends. If you want to generate revenue, ownership and intellectual property is one of the most important things you do. It's like having a foundation for your house and just trying to put up curtains without even going to purchase the land. You really want to make sure you have your copyright so that if you do, say you do a show with someone and that show is videotaped for television and they decide that they want to use your clip. It's a very short clip. It's probably going to be about 30 seconds. But now you've got an opportunity to be on television and get some revenue from it. But, I don't own that beat because I got it off the internet for free. Okay, well, somebody else owns that. And so now when the opportunity comes for you to generate revenue from either the sale or use of that clip, you don't own the words. You've put your music, your words with someone else's beat. And so now you don't have total ownership over that. When you get your copyright, you can copyright your sound recordings or you can copyright your words. Now, you don't have to copyright every song, but when you want to generate revenue from it, that's the first thing that you should have done. So there's no reason to not copyright everything. If you pass away or something happens to you, you want to own all of your own material. And copyrights are only $35. I think you can go to IRS.gov and simply upload a form, pay with your PayPal, and it's $35. For a sound recording, it's only $65. Now, why do you need to know that? Because if you're going to be copywriting 20 songs and you haven't even mastered it yet, or you haven't gotten it radio ready, which is when you want to start getting paid for it, then all you need is to just document that you are the person who wrote the material. So it's different for different cases and different scenarios, but copyrights are very important. And all of this information is basically going to be shown to you when you actually start signing up for your licensing for your music. BMI, CSAC, and ASCAP all have tutorials and classes for you to get anything that you want to know about the music industry is readily available for you now. The fact that people don't do that is just because they don't know. So now let's even the playing field and tell everybody this is what you have to do to get when you start wanting to sell records or sell songs.
Okay. Now, one thing that I want you to touch on, Solid, and this was something that you spoke very passionately about last week when we were talking, and you were like when you were doing your show and my man Camino made a comment about, Solid need to be paying people and things like that, and you were like, well, I don't mind if you come to me correctly. Expound on that again, because you had a very valid point, because you're out here dealing with a lot of these unsigned artists, and you see them come and you see them go. You see how they package themselves. You see how they present themselves. So I agree with you. Yeah, we wouldn't mind paying you if you come to me correctly, just like you've been explaining. So please explain on that, sweetie.
Well, yeah, that's one of my biggest points. The reason that I don't want to say it like I don't work with everybody, like I wouldn't want to, but I have a brand, and my brand says Solid Truth Entertainment, which we promote motivational, inspirational material. So if you come to me and you say, well, I want to get paid, what is it that you want to get paid for? Remember, we're going back to the product. What is the product that you're selling to me? Because for me, I'm an artist. So if I do a show and I say there's a stage where everybody can come as a platform for you to perform, then that's an opportunity for you to market a product that you already have. If you don't have any product, then you're not selling me anything. That's a mutual exchange. And if you want to collaborate and get your own venue, that's all fine. But when you say pay you as an artist, what am I paying you for? Am I paying you for your stage time? Am I paying you because you're going to bring in 100 people to the club? It's going to sell out. Am I paying you because there's some value in it? You have to know as an artist what it is that you want to be paid for. And you can't just say that just because you see someone promoting an event that person is going to pay you. What is it that they're paying you for? Have you sold yourself to me or whoever it is that's doing the show? You can't expect something for nothing. And there are 100 artists out there who have a free press kit that they got off of Reverb Nation, or they pay $4.99 a month. They have a free website, or they're paying $4.99 or something a month. All of these different things, you're competing with people that have taken the time to go out and do what you have not done, but you're still saying pay you. These people deserve to get paid because they know the business. They know that there has to be a package. I can't sell an empty bottle of water. You know, if you go to Walmart and you go down the water aisle, you see 20 different types of water, but you know which one you want based on that label. That's what you have to do. You have to label yourself and set a price. You should have a cost sheet, a high, medium, and a low. You should have a business plan. You should have a whole lot of things before you come to someone and say, yes, I deserve for you to pay me. I deserve for you to pay me. I'm an artist, too. I deserve to be paid for a consultation. But you, as an artist, you have to set a price on that, and you have to lay that on the table, and then you allow people to make a decision whether or not they want to work with you. So put your package together. You shouldn't go anywhere and say, I want to get paid without a one sheet. You should be able to have a one sheet that says, this is what I do, this is how long I do it, this is how many people that I can bring in, this is my image, here's my website, here's my phone number, here's my contact person, this is my high, medium, and low. If you have a nonprofit, then, you know, send me your 501c3 so I can make sure I get my tax write-off. Those are the things that you should know before you say that you want to get paid. That's my personal opinion, and that's the opinion of Solid Truth Entertainment. That's why we help artists, so that you know that. You will not go to someone and say, pay me, I'm getting up on the stage, I'm going to do 30 minutes. Okay, that's fine. I really appreciate you as an artist being dedicated, but what is it that you're going to be able to do to get us to the end result, which is to hopefully maximize a venue if you have a very nice venue and an event that you're doing as a collaborative effort. So it all depends on the circumstances, and artists should know what they come in, you know, what they should know what's coming to them, and they should bring that to the table. And if you're not bringing that to the table, don't be surprised when somebody looks at you like they have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. I'm so glad that you called in, sweetie, to give this. This is something that I've been talking about for the longest, ever since I've been here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And people wonder why Fat Man is so nonchalant about, you know, doing certain things and about my music and everything like that. It's because I did my homework, just like you're saying everybody to do. I registered with BMI. I have a publishing company through BMI. You know what I'm saying? I made sure that I put myself in the position to where I'm going to own everything that I do, and I'm going to be able to dictate my future. I'm going to be in charge of my future and my destiny. Just like you said, we are artists. We are all unsigned artists. Most of the time, and nowadays, it's best to be an independent. Independence, mm-hmm. You cut out the middleman. People don't understand about cutting out the middleman when it comes to distribution and marketing and branding. You spoke of branding. People don't brand themselves anymore. People don't get T-shirts and things like that. It's time to go back to the basics, people. It's time to go back to the basics. All you unsigned artists out there listening, it's time to go back to the basics, back to square one, because all of this 2013 bullshit, it ain't getting you where you want to go. It's not putting bread on the table. I promote and I do this every day, 24/7, BBW for life. BBW pays my rent. BBW puts food on the table. BBW buys my daughter's clothes. Why? Because I put myself in a position to where I have to, it's automatic. You have to pay me because I'm going to give you a product, and I'm going to give you a product that you can sell and you can promote. It's about branding. It's not about Fat Man. Fat Man is a product. This is what people don't understand. When I talk to Solid is a spoken word artist. Solid is a product. But when I call Solid on a Wednesday, I'm talking to Miss Collins. See what I'm saying? You have to know how to differentiate too. Solid has to promote herself as an artist. She's a product. That's like when you get a coffee mug and this and the other. You have to promote it. You have to put it up. You have to display it. You have to let people know that I got these coffee mugs on sale and everything. And I got this writing on the front of the coffee mugs. And if you want these coffee mugs, you can hit me up and order it here or go to my website. Or here's my card. Here's my DVD to see how I made the coffee mug, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing with an unsigned artist.
Exactly. It's okay to ask for money, but you know there's an exchange. It's not, you can't go to Walmart and do that when it's time to check out. You got to pay up. So you know most people. I'll tell you. I have like a list of tips that I tell people. If you can answer these questions and you can look back and say this is exactly the way that I want to package, promote, market, and advertise my business, who is an artist. then you got to ask yourself, have you developed a detailed business plan? Have you selected the key people that you want to guide your business and assist you in your decision-making? That means, do you have a team of people who are going to be there with you when the going gets tough and the tough gets going? Have you properly secured your intellectual property? Do you have your copyrights, your publishing rights? You know, have you made sure that you did every piece of documentation that you need to make sure you own your own work? Have you established a stable image that can be maintained with consistency? That means, can you keep it pushing? When the going gets tough and the tough get going, are you still going to be that same artist? Are you going to sell out and now you're going to be a whole new artist because now somebody's money is right and you got something on the table? Doesn't matter if there's no wrong answer. Just know where you stand on the issue. Do you have tangible product to introduce to the public? Tangible product means, do you have something to sell that's marketable, that has a UPC code on it, or do you have a checking account or a PayPal account where you're going to get paid for everyone and you're documenting that and keeping up with your bookkeeping? Have you defined a niche market for your products? Do you have a strategy for your product to be marketed and sold to your target market? If you don't have a strategy for your product to be sold, then you don't know who's going to be actually like paying your bills. You have no stability. You have to be able to know who your target market is, because you're not selling to everybody and everybody don't want to buy what you're selling. That's the reason why there's malls and different stores. People are selective, and they're selective in what they spend their money on. And I don't know that when the last time I bought a CD for $16.99 from the music store. That's just not the way that you do business anymore. So you got to know how to take that penny download or that 12-cent download, how to, you know, make a certain amount of your product available for free or for the marketing purposes so that you can save on the output and sell what you really want to sell. You know, all of those things really, really, really matter. You know, sorry about that.
All those things
really matter. And when you get ready to start talking to people about your product or making sure that you want to get paid or you want a manager or you want a publisher, make sure you have a 3 to 5 year plan for the direction that you want to take with your career. You know, make sure that you build a marketable fan base to where you know who you're going to market your product to. Even if they're not buying it, they know you. You got facial recognition. You got name recognition. You can go places and people know you. Even if they're not buying your product, they're buying into what it is that you're selling, which is a total package. Going back to that total package again. How will you reach your product, your target market with your product? It doesn't matter if you're using YouTube. Doesn't matter if you're using Facebook. What matters is how many people are responding and buying something or buying into what you're selling. All of these things matter. It's not just one thing. It's a total of them. And it's a really simple formula. Anybody can do it. All you have to do is be dedicated and have product. Have, you know, you got to be good.
Okay.
You can learn and aspire.
Okay, well, listen, if people want to get your consulting and this and the other, where can they find you at?
They can call me at 702-706-1892, or you can just Google Solid Truth Entertainment. I have several websites and Facebooks, and they all have the same information. You can email me. We can talk over the phone, and, you know, we can see where you need to move on from there.
All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my girl Solid from Solid Truth Entertainment, and get your shit together. Sorry, I want to thank you for calling me and letting me in this and the other. We're going to definitely get together this week because I want you to start calling me. And I need you to start being my sidekick on Saturday so we can get this shit really popping, okay?
I'd love to. I love the show, and it's taking me outside of my comfort zone when it comes to the music because, you know, I mean, I don't get to listen to a lot of variety.
I hear you. I understand, but we need your feedback, you know what I'm saying? And what it is feedback from a woman. We don't get that in the music industry a lot. A lot of people don't respect women managers and promoters and artists and things like they should, especially our black women. So for you to come on and kick this knowledge, I mean, I got people, my girl Aretha Coden out there in Wichita, Kansas says, I like her. She sounds like she does have her shit together. Very impressive. These are, you know, I got my girl Tasha Smith. Big shout out to my girl Tasha Smith Jacobs out there in Brownsville, New York. You know, she's on the line. She's feeling this. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, sweetie, we got to keep this pushing. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do to the fullest, and we gotta support each other. Okay?
Well, I appreciate you having me, and like I said, I'd be more than happy to be the sidekick on the show and bring a little
That's
female
no
flavor.
That's no problem.
I appreciate
That's
you having me today.
Huh?
I say I appreciate you having me today.
Oh, no problem, sweetie, no problem. It was you were a breath of fresh air, darling. Trust me, you're a breath of fresh air. So we're going to get together and get us a new topic for next week, and we're going to start getting these unsigned artists in the right direction, whether they like it or not. Okay, man?
All righty. Let's get our
all
shit
right,
together.
Yeah. Okay, then, without a doubt, yeah, this is my girl, Solid for Solid Truth Entertainment. And Get Your Shit Together segment for all you unsigned artists. Y'all make sure y'all hear up on Facebook. If you need that consultation, if you need that guidance, if you need to be pointed in the right direction, that's the lady you need to see. That's Solid for Solid Truth Entertainment. All right, this week, I will talk to you later.
All right, y'all take it easy. Have a good weekend. Be safe.
All right,
follow the fro.
Without a doubt, baby. We love you. Bye.
All right.
So, yeah, that's what, that's how we do. WPHXT Radio, 3:45 p.m. up in here. Man, Get Your Shit Together segment was off the chain of shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all the knowledge we try here at WPHXT to give you something to walk away with. You know, to all my girls, big shout out to everybody that's been rolling with me, hanging with me, and listening, and staying on the line and listening to all of this. You know, I think right now we need a drink. Don't y'all think so? We need a drink. We need to get a swimming pool full of motherfucking liquor, you know what I'm saying? And just dive in, you know what I mean? Here on WPHAT Jam Radio. Let's go.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels, some people want to kill their sorrow, some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, babe, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank. Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abuse on my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice in the Premier League. I'm over influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Nigga, why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Pour.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank. Frank. I'ma show you how to
down.
Drink.
Stand up.
Drink.
Pass out.
Drink.
Wake up.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
Fade it.
Drink.
It's funny because, you know, in asking people what they wanted to know, I mean, clearly you've been having this thing with Kim. And I don't know, just thinking about you and where you were from and that you're a rapper. And I'm thinking, sure, I know things have gotten crazy. People are assuming, even though you say it's not specifically about her, that Roman Revenge is...
Roman's Revenge.
Roman's Revenge is
Revenge. You know, she just really jumped out the window. And you got to be careful when you pick fights. And that's what I've learned in this business. You just never know.
Shut the fuck up. Who the fuck want war? FedEx me straight to your front door. It'll be a murder scene. I'm turning pink Friday to Friday the 13th. I ate you, little Kim clone clown. All this buffoonery, the shit stops now. Time for you to lay down. I'm sick of the fraud. I put hands on this bitch like a spa massage. We all know your last names. What got you your job? Use a put together gimmick, something like a collage. Since you're putting on the show, you gon' get the applause. Clap, clap. This is framed like a fucking garage.
Yeah.
This hood shit, you and Drake ain't built for. This the shit the other bitch almost got killed for. I'm still counting with hardcore generated. Bet my shit keeps spinning like a syndicated. Corny blood, I leave you bloody like administrated. Your hot air ass bitch should have been deflated. This ain't a championship fight, I've been the greatest. See, the fact is, what you doing, I did it. Lame trying to clone my style and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. You's a little Kim wannabe, you just hate to admit it. I'm the blueprint, you ain't nothing brand new. Check your posters and videos, you'll always be number two. I seen them come, I seen them go, still I remain. Sweetie, you going on your 14th minute of fame. I'm over 10 years strong, still running the game. Cut the comparisons, I'm in a legendary lane. Fighting for a spot, child please, I'm solidified. With my hands tied, you couldn't beat me if you bitches tried. Either you're high, sipping that shit Wayne on. I get top dollar for whatever my name on. Go stick your head in a tornado, brainstorm. I drop bombs, flex, napalm. Black and yellow, we'll pull up in your ghetto. Giuseppe's when I step out, posted up in stilettos. Pussy so pink like my kitty saying hello. If I whistle, they'll pistol whip you in all five barrels. I'm from Brooklyn, I be everywhere comfortably. Now who pumped you and told you to come romp with me? You the type to run your mouth and then run for me. I'm popping off in your hood with no company. Come on, Queens ain't showing you no love. I was there the other night popping bottles with the thugs. You like Washington Heifer, I'm Benji. You got a buzz right now and I had a frenzy. Oh yeah, welcome to the fam, Cindy. You need to stop, you're not hot, you're a burning match. That means the end is near soon. Copy that? Oh, I see, they really got you gassed. Like I'm a thing of the past. Better slow down, dummy, you about to crash. Think pussy ho, I'm giving you a bath. Thermometer in hand and I'm coming for your ass. Who you think you're getting past? I see right through you, your whole shit is made of grass.
What's that music?
I draw back, I'm a Brooklyn feral bitch. Rep for my barrel bitch. Never been the type to have beef and try to settle shit. I ride out till the wheels fall off. And my niggas squeeze till the last shell go off. Fuck your whole team, all I see is a bunch of weirdos. You the earhead bitch, scarecrow. Ha, ain't nothing old but my money, bitch. Ha, this is grown liquid acid. Benjamin's my daddy, you young money bastards. You and Diddy? Sorry, bunch of swagger jackets. I mothered you hoes. I should claim you on my income tax. Bobby Fish in the flesh. Talk about a great. So on my next move, I'm yelling, checkmate. I smell a massacre. Charles Manson, you don't stand a chance with him. Jesse Diamond, you looking like lunch to me. About to kill all you bitches like Ted Bundy. Leave your whole head red like Peg Bundy. You're hilarious. Thanks for all the laughs, you garbage. So I'm taking out the trash. You shit on me? Come on, baby girl. Ain't enough ass shots in the world. You're a nuisance. You probably steal my new shit, but you can never fuck with me, so chuck it up, deuces. All around the world, I ball like a ball team. I stack chips. Call me Mrs. Rothstein. Tricks is for kids, silly rabbit. You're my offspring. Kim more anticipated than a LeBron ring.
I mean, I know you guys asked me if Roman's Revenge was about Kim, and it's not about Kim. Actually, if Kim thought it was about her,
That's my girl, Little Kim. Who the fuck want war? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That Nicki Minaj, that bitch voted for Mitt Romney. He had to stop a mud hole in that hoe's ass. But it's all good, y'all. We gonna keep it pushing. You know, it's rock the vote. Make sure y'all get out and vote. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make a change, y'all. Only we can make a change, okay? So you must get out and exercise your right to vote. Black folks been walked and marched 450 miles and 400 years of oppression for us to be able to vote. So please, get out and vote. Big shout out to my girl, Shorty B out there. She's loving this Nicki Minaj thing. Yeah, sweetie, she was dissing the hell out of Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying? And so big shout out to my girl, Tasha Smith Jacobs out there in Brownsville, holding us down, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to her. She's doing it real big. And big shout out to my girl, Latish Jackson out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's got us tuned in, got us locked in, you know what I'm saying? We're doing it. yeah, Tasha, you do need to be where I'm at, baby. You need to be sitting right here on Big Daddy's lap, you know what I'm saying, and everything. That's where you need to be, because that's the safest place. You can come in here and rub my belly and make three wishes, girl. It's all good, though. That's how we do it out here, y'all. Our time is running out. We got 4 minutes left in the show, 4 minutes and 42 seconds. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. This is your boy, the Fat Man. Fat Boys will be in full effect tonight. You know what I'm saying? At the Hookah Palace, we are making our first appearance, y'all. Jama Records, Fat City Entertainment. Y'all already know how it's going down. Like I said, your boy Fat Man, Tasha said she need to be where I'm at. Yeah, baby, you need to be right here giving me a lap dance. You know what I'm saying?
DJ L. Will.
Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. She a straight killer. Max Payne, Travis Porter, make it rain. Young Money Gang, put you on a team. All my bitches fly, put you on a plane. Hundreds in your face, why you broke, boy? Not from Shy City, but I make the Illinois. Let your pride go and walk it out. In the bank, and I'm only cashing large amounts. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, 7, 7, 8, 8, make that ass.
DJ Rockstar.
I'm Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. So fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. It's raining ass and titties. Yeah, ass and titties. If you ain't throwing money, mind your fucking business. Floss like the dentist. Dennis the Menace. Run with crazy niggas, probably get a life sentence. Sharper than attack, attack and bite you bitches. Swagger jacking, biting, I don't like you niggas. Like conscious rappers, mad cause we winning. Snug long nose, call it Scottie Pippen. Ah, got like 200k large in the backseat of my car. Like T. Alice, I go hard, motherfucker. 1, 1, 2, 2, bitch, what it do, do? 3, 3, 4, 4, drop it to the flow, flow. 5, 5, 6, 6, rubber on the tits, tits. 7, 7, 8, 8, make that
DJ
ass shake.
I'm
Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Benzo, Batman, Big Ho, lap dance. Ass so fat, need a lap dance. Ass so fat, I need a lap dance. Make it, make it, make it flat, make it flat, make it.
Ass so fat, I need a lap dance.